From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM, and welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. We're going to take calls with Doc pretty soon. We start a little earlier with Doc Wallach when he's on, and pharmacist Ben Fuchs, because we want to help you. Doc, always a pleasure, my friend. How you been?
Oh, just real busy, but, you know, because of this COVID thing. But thank you so much, George. You're an angel of God. We can't tell you how much everybody appreciates you.
Well, I just want to make sure that we help people, and it means so much to me. And I got to tell you, it sometimes brings a tear to my eye, Doc, when I get these emails from people who say that you have helped save their lives.
Well, we actually work with millions of people a month all over the world. We're in more than 50 countries, and we built an army. And, of course, you're one of the great teachers and leaders that we depend on, and so we can't thank you enough.
Here we are on Memorial Weekend, remembering our heroes who sacrificed for us, and we just got word that one of our Coast guests had passed away. It's just, it just doesn't stop, Doc, does it?
Well, that's true. And, of course, there's various reasons for that. Usually it's lack of information, where did they die from? You know, the government came out just a couple of weeks ago and said that the life expectancy of humanity is 155. We only live to be 75.5.
Yeah.
We're getting half of what
we should get.
That's correct. And so it's, you know, it's kind of like your car blowing up and dying at 50,000 miles, but it should go 300,000 miles.
Can you imagine you and I here when we're 150?
Well, I can. Absolutely.
Well, you'd be 160. I'd be about 155. We'd be on 10,000 radio stations by then.
Yeah, well, this coming Friday, I'll be 82.
So I'm not going to tell you my age, but it'll be my birthday, too.
Well, there you go.
Normally, we're out there at Contact in the Desert celebrating our birthdays together.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You know, they're doing it virtual this year, the end of June. But happy birthday, by the way, to you.
Well, happy birthday to you, too, sir.
And you don't feel it, do you? You feel like you're 50 years old or less.
Well, most people think I'm, when they look at me, they think I'm 50. And, of course, I don't have any pre-existing conditions. I don't have any arthritis or osteoporosis or diabetes or high blood pressure or kidney disease or lung disease or thyroid disease or back problems. Or I don't have any memory problems. I don't have any problems. I don't have any skin problems. I don't have any bowel problems. I don't have anything because I've been gluten-free. Friday, it'll be 74 years. I'll be gluten-free and 74 years taking the 90 essential nutrients, giving my body what it needs to maintain itself. And, people would not put dirt from Texas in their car and hope there's oil in it. They put very high-quality oil, even if they have to pay $3 a quart or whatever.
It's worth it.
High-quality oil.
It's worth it.
Yeah, and so when a doctor says, oh, don't waste your money on vitamins, but just eat well, you get everything you need, that doctor should be put in jail for being a serial killer.
Well, let me tell you something. You and doctors get along sometimes, and other times, not really, right?
For most part, we get along pretty good, and because, you know, I don't go out of my way to pick on them, but I do go out of my way to try and educate them.
I just love seeing doctors, though, battle you at live events.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun because you always seem to win.
Well, the truth always will prevail eventually. And, of course, there's been so much information that we know, you know, what causes these pandemics, for instance. And if you think about it, George, they go back to the biblical days, you know, with the eight plagues that attacked the Egyptians every year for 8 years. And the Pharaoh only let the Hebrew slaves go after the eighth plague when his oldest son died from the plague. And I did some research and figured out, okay, what are these Hebrew slaves doing for the Egyptians for 400 years? Were they babysitting? Were they doing the dishes? Were they cooking? Were they doing their laundry? Were they sleeping in the driveway? I mean, what were they doing for 400 years? Well, it turns out they were growing crops to feed the Egyptian army, which kind of ruled the world at that time. And the Hebrews were growing barley and wheat for them, gluten. And the reason why the Egyptian army was so susceptible to the plague was their immune systems were dead because they were eating gluten.
Too much gluten. Exactly.
For 400 years.
I've been eating much more rice since you last talked about it last month, and I feel great.
Yeah. I eat wild rice for breakfast every morning. I have a baked sweet potatoes with butter every night. And every Saturday night, I have lamb chops from Australia. I have gluten-free pizza 3 nights a week and gluten-free pizza twice at breakfast every week. And I have a glass of red wine with dinner every night. It's kind of a good life.
I have an email in from Ben in Wichita, and he said, Doc, I take a lot of vitamins. Am I doubling up too much?
Okay, well.
He doesn't say what he takes.
Okay, I understand he's saying he takes lots of vitamins. I missed the part where he said vitamins and minerals, because when you take the 90 essential nutrients, 60 of the 90 are minerals, two-thirds are minerals, okay? And then there's 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 fatty acids. And these make up the basic requirements our bodies need to maintain and repair themselves and also to maintain our immune system. And if people are going to get the vaccination for the COVID or any other vaccinations, if they want the vaccinations to work, they have to take these 90 essential nutrients. Otherwise, after a while, they start getting an iron shot every month, and they get an iron and B12 shot every month. And then when that doesn't work, the doctor says, you know, why don't we do a transfusion? People get tired of that after 6 months or so, a transfusion every month so they can get platelets. And the doctor says, well, you know, you have bone marrow dysplasia. Your bone marrow has now turned into scar tissue and fat. And that's because they've been eating gluten and not supplementing, so they can't get nutrition to their bone marrow, so the bone marrow's dead. And so they're going to give them a bone marrow transplant.
Wow.
Don't worry about it. It's only $100,000, but insurance will pay.
And it hurts.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And your vaccines only alert your body to the bad DNA and RNA. The vaccines don't kill the viruses. So if you want the vaccine to work, you better be taking your 90 essential nutrients and staying away from gluten so you can maximize
the absorption. If you bruise a lot, is it an iron deficiency?
Probably not. It's probably a platelet deficiency.
Now, how do you increase that?
Well, platelets are made in your bone marrow, and so you need to get off the gluten, get on the 90 essential nutrients. Also, you want to throw in our MSM, take 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And the MSM will help rebuild your bone marrow cavity, so your bone marrow stem cells can make platelets.
Because as you get older, your skin gets a little ripply, doesn't it?
Well, when you get ripply skin and wrinkles in your skin and gray hair and varicose veins and hemorrhoids and all that kind of aging stuff, that's not due to aging. Although doctors will say, well, you got to expect to have gray hair and some wrinkles. You're 75 years old. Well, all those things that doctors say are due to aging are really just simple nutritional deficiencies.
Hold on, Doc. Let's talk about that and take some calls. We'll start with calls next. The website, of course, the hit, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to for great information. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance. If you hear Doc talking, you're driving, you can't write it down, obviously, call this number. Just try to remember that. It's easy. 1-855-949-RADIO or 1-855-949-7234. That is the number. And, Doc, we were talking about, in aging society and everything else, skin and stuff like that. How do you toughen that up?
Okay, well, like everything else, the skin, the walls of arteries and veins, your bowels, your lungs, your kidneys, liver, heart, everything requires these 90 essential nutrients to maintain themselves. There are no cells in the body of any organ or tissue that live forever. They all have a life. And as they die, they get replaced by stem cells, make replacement cells. But the stem cells require these nutrients. And you cannot depend on them in food because nutritional minerals, the 60 minerals, two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients, occur in the soil, not as a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. That's where there's some areas on earth where people live a long time. There's other places on earth where, you know, people are just have every disease you can think of and don't do very well. And, you know, there's the blue zones, there's the 5 blue zones, where people have the highest rate of 100-year-olds percentage-wise of their population. And with the exception of 1 of the 5, 4 of the 5 are all volcanic islands. And so they're getting the minerals from the volcanic ash and lava and so forth in their gardens and fields and so forth, and in their drinking water and so on. And then there's other places on Earth that actually live longer than them, They don't have nearly as many 100-year-olds percentage-wise, but they have more people who are super centenarians who live to be 110, 125, 160, that kind of thing. And so you have to do two things. Number one, get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, no oats, no sugar, and no carbonated drinks. Even the diet carbonated drinks are not good. Take the 90 essential nutrients. Our big hammer in the toolbox right now that we like to recommend because of the pandemic is our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has 215 nutrients in it, including the agreed-upon 90 essential nutrients. I mean, it's the big hammer, and it's going to give your body everything it needs to maintain itself and stay away from the bad stuff. And you want to live like an Asian. I have wild rice for breakfast every morning with smoked red sockeye salmon from Alaska. I also will have three poached eggs or soft scrambled in butter twice a day, the eggs. 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. You do not want to take statin drugs to lower cholesterol. Cholesterol does not cause plaque in your arteries. That was all a myth. And when doctors came out with statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, they caused Alzheimer's disease. There was no such thing as Alzheimer's disease until 1960. That's a physician-caused disease. Jeez. Now, there were dementias, senile dementia and things like that. Goes back to Bible days. But Alzheimer's disease didn't occur until 1960 when they came out with statin drugs and telling you to stop eating eggs.
Let's take some calls. We're going to take calls next hour with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Let's go to Max in Manhattan to get us started. Hey, Max, welcome to the program.
George, thank you for taking my call. Dr. Wallach?
Yes, sir.
I have a osteoarthritis problem. Some of the good deal of the cartilage has worn away on my my hip. One thing that I'd like to add to this is that in my joints, I feel like I'm aching and I have a cold. You know, the aches that you get when you have a cold, although I don't have a cold. So Putting these two things together, what could you advise me on?
Okay, I'm going to ask you three questions first. Okay,
yeah.
How old are you?
57.
How much do you weigh?
155.
Okay, do you have any gray hair or varicose veins?
Yes.
Okay, so you're missing the nutrients that are necessary to maintain cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, bone matrix, and so forth. So the first thing you need to do is get rid of all the bad foods to maximize absorption. You want to stop the inflammation. Now, this will be for the rest of your life. You know, people get the feeling good, and they say, well, I'm going to go back to my old ways. Don't do that, okay? No fried foods of any kind, and that includes air fryers, even though there's no oil involved with an air fryer, but it does heat the fats and the meat to frying temperatures, so that will kill you, okay? No fried foods, no processed meats of any kind. No sausages, pepperoni, and stuff like that. No bacon. Even the nitrate-free bacon still has eight other chemicals in it. You can't have that. Then absolutely no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. Gluten is a protein you find in wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and this gluten produces a substance called pro-inflammatory cytokines, which kill the villi, the little finger-like projections of your intestines. So instead of your intestines looking like a shag rug inside when you open them up at surgery or autopsy, they look like a plastic tube. You've lost 90% of your absorptive surface when you eat gluten. It happens slowly over a period of years. Then you also have to, again, get rid of the sugar and the carbonated drinks. Then at 155 pounds, I want you to take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. Two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. That's our biggest hammer in the toolbox. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. There's 215 nutrients in there, okay? I take two full doses a day. Then I want you to also get our MSM, get two bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take three of those with each meal, and they will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone breaks, or bone itself. And then you also need to take our collagen, our glucogel capsules, take five of those twice a day, two bottles a month, and take our Fucoid Z, which is our seaweed and algae.
What's that do, Doc?
Okay, it supports the immune system, but it also gives these really weird trace minerals to the bone marrow, which make the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the antibodies, platelets, and all that kind of stuff. And so the bone marrow is very significant here because if you do not take care of your bones and you have stuff going on in your joints, your bone marrow is going to die, and the doctors are going to say, you know, we need to give you a bone marrow transplant kind of thing. And don't worry about it. It's only $100,000, but insurance will pay for it. And it'll be one of those things where the surgery is a success, but the patient died. So it's imperative, okay, to take the fucoid Z. We do have a liquid form if you prefer the liquids, okay, which is called Z radical. You could take 2 ounces of the Z radical. It's 2 quarts a month. I take 3 of the fucoid Z capsules twice a day when I'm on the road and flying because, you know, they're light. At home, I take the Z radical. I take 1 ounce of that twice a day with my other stuff. And so within weeks, you're going to notice a huge positive difference. The hair color will come back to your hair. Varicose veins and hemorrhoids will go away. The wrinkles in your skin will go away. Your bowel problems will go away. Your respiratory problems will go away. Your blood pressure problems will go away. You'll have better circulation in your brain, your eyes, your heart, coronary arteries, kidneys, legs, everywhere. And you'll be a new person within 90 days.
And Max, here's this toll-free number to call in case you missed anything that Doc said. 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Yeah, we sure do. This one from Sebastian in New York. Does the doctor have any advice on how to alleviate or heal nerve damage caused from prolonged physical trauma?
That's an interesting one, Doc.
When he says nerve damage, I'm assuming he's talking about peripheral neuropathies like, you know, in his back or legs or something like that. Also, you can get nerve damage from osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 12 pairs of cranial nerves and the spinal cord that comes out of the back of the skull. And you can get peripheral neuropathies in your hands and wrists and arms, just like when you get a back problem, you get peripheral neuropathies in your feet. You can put the painkillers in your feet, and they don't work because it's a back problem. You can put painkillers in your hands and your wrists, and the doctor says, well, you got to do surgery because you got carpal tunnel syndrome. Well, it's really a skull problem squeezing the spinal cord. Okay, so again, the same principle. You've got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then again, per 100 pounds of body weight, because he didn't give us his body weight, per 100 pounds of body weight, one full dose of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack twice a day. Okay, so it'll be 2 bottles a month per 100 pounds of body weight. Okay, because you're going to take a full dose twice a day. Then he needs the MSM, 3 of those twice a day. That's 1 bottle a month per 100 pounds of body weight. If he weighs 150 pounds, he needs 3. So it'll be 2 bottles a month of the MSM. And that will support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between vertebrae, bone breaks, or bone itself, including the skull. When people get a disease, George, which is called Paget's disease, the skull in a human being should be a quarter an inch thick. When you get Paget's disease, it's an inch thick.
Wow.
And
double.
More than double. Yeah, more than double, 4 times. And it squeezes the nerves and the spinal cord as they go through the tunnels to the outside to do their job. And you get ringing in the ears. You get balance problems. You get carpal tunnel syndrome. You get numbness and tingling in your neck. You get balance problems. You get vertigo. You get ONA, optic nerve atrophy. And I've had wagers with doctors that you know, they say that this guy's got macular degeneration blindness. And I said, well, I can reverse that 100%. They say, there's no way. You got to be a GD liar. I said, well, let's do a wager here. And they said, you're on. This one doctor from Salt Lake City, Utah, gave me 27 patients that he had diagnosed, so he couldn't argue about the diagnosis, as macular degeneration blindness, and they were legally blind 6, 8, 10, 12 years. To make a long story short, I put them on my protocol, and within 90 days, all 27 could read 20/20 without glasses. He had to pay off on the wager big time.
I remember he telling us that. And did he do it with any reluctance?
Oh, he had to pay off because I had it all in writing.
Was he glad or was he upset?
He was upset.
He was. A sore loser.
A sore loser, and he went and joined another group and trying to claim that he was the one who figured it out, blah, 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 blah. And so we actually had made a CD documenting the story, and boy, we were selling by the millions. And so I had to stop selling and because I didn't want to send anybody to this guy, and, you know, because it was a terrible story in the end, but we saved so many people. We still do today. We save the vision of thousands of people per month all over the world who are blind. We get them on this program, and usually within 60 to 90 days, they can read 20/20.
We're taking calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Just need six more people to set another record, so hit the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to John in Visalia, California. Welcome to the program. Hi, John.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can we help you?
Well, here's my problem. I've been battling this for a number of years, and all my tests appear to be normal. I kind of follow the doctor's advice about what to eat and what not. But it's not when I eat or what I eat, but once I eat, that's it for me for the day. I'm lethargic. I want to sleep. I have no energy to do work. And yet, it just bothers me.
Well, let me ask you before we get the doc in, are you eating too much?
No.
All right. And what are you eating?
Well, I usually eat some low-cooked eggs.
All right, Doc, take over.
Okay, well, this is a very simple thing. 400 years ago, this was called narcolepsy. Okay?
Falling asleep.
Yeah, exactly, narcolepsy. You can be driving and fall asleep and cross the center line, and they do a drug test on everybody, and they're all dead, but there's no drugs in them. Why did he fall asleep and cross the center line? Well, he had narcolepsy, a.k.a. And let me ask you one question, sir. Do you ever, after you eat a heavy dinner and you go sit on the couch watching TV, do you ever fall asleep watching TV?
Well, I'm 73. I weigh about 155 pounds.
That's not bad.
But that didn't answer the question. Do you fall asleep watching TV after dinner?
Everybody falls asleep, Doc, watching TV.
No, I don't have a TV. I just listen to the radio.
All right, good.
Okay, do you fall asleep listening to the radio?
Not this show.
No, I'm not too bad. Usually I'm asleep by now.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is you have what's called reactive hypoglycemia, okay? And this is kind of a pre-diabetes thing, but you can have it for 100 years, okay? And it'll gradually get worse over time. And so what you need to do is stay away from all the bad stuff. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran rhinose, no sugar, no carbonated drinks.
All right, he claims he's doing that. He said he's eating what you recommend.
I suspect he's...
Slipping?
He's slipping somewhere. Or maybe he's cooking dinner for somebody else and cooking their gluten for him, but not eating it. Or maybe he's going to the spaghetti factory and eating salads, and the waitress who's delivering his salad to him has already delivered 8 loaves of bread to 8 other tables before she got there, and she's covered in gluten dust. Okay? So cross-contamination is very worrisome here. But anyway, you said you weighed 155 pounds?
Yeah.
When I take my blood test, is always less than 120. When I'm really drowsy, I take my blood test, and it's 120, 115.
You mean your glucose level?
Yes.
Okay, so it's lower than that. Okay, very good. What's the lowest reading you've ever gotten?
Maybe 90.
That's pretty good. I only got about 40 seconds for the break, Doc.
Okay, so what I want you to do is take 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. Full dose of everything twice a day. Get our sweeties. Take 3 of those 3 times a day. It'll be 3 bottles a month of our sweeties. And I want you to really, really, really stay away from gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. The gluten in oats is called gliadin. Anybody who tries to sell you gluten-free oats should be put in jail because there are no such things as gluten-free oats.
And again, this number to call for anybody who misses what Doc has said, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM with a final hour to go with Doc Wallach, and we'll take calls.